Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the latest edition of the Run and Plays podcast with Grant Lifman. I'm Kareth Burks. It is presented by Wendy's. They have a new pretzel bacon pub cheeseburger at participating Wendy's for a limited time only. And we have an all-time guest, Sean Livingston. He joins us fresh from a front office role now. His title, Director, Team Affairs, and Player Engagement. And Sean, this role in the front office makes you one of only a few Black men in the NBA to have this position. What does that mean to you?
Oh, man. First, thanks for having me on. It means a lot. It really does. It means a lot. There's a lot more purpose that goes into this, right? I mean, just with the times that we're in, especially with everything going on. But just the opportunity in general, just to be back with incredible organization, and it just feels like a family reunion. First day being around the guys again, and I'm really excited, really looking forward to it, and looking forward to the work as well. Just being a rookie and getting a chance to learn the ins and outs of the business, and hopefully just provide value where I can.
Now, I'm assuming you're doing this interview from Chase Center. As you were walking around, as you're talking to everybody and having these reunions, was there a moment that stuck out to you?
Yeah, when I saw the chef, the breakfast guys.
What's your smoothie order?
All the berries and spinach. It was good. It was really good to see them guys.
That's awesome. Now, before we get into any questions about the team moving forward, et cetera, I have to ask you, there is a void right now on the team at the backup point guard veteran spot. I'm just wondering, have you stayed in shape? Just in case. I'm just saying just in case.
I knew this was coming, man. I knew it was coming. You're pulling something out the hat. Nah, I think my thing is like those who can't do teach. It's like hopefully I could, provide some – hey, come over here on the sideline so I can talk to you. I ran into Barbosa. He's still looking really good. He still looked like he can give 10 minutes, maybe, for one game. I don't know about two, but look good. Look good. So
There were times last season that there were so many injuries and things adding up that they needed more players to kind of scrimmage. And I'm thinking just maybe you, Zaza, Barbosa, lace them up, and you just kind of show the young guys what's up.
That's the noon ballers, man. We got a hell of a front office team, though. We can compete with the front offices around the league. So
I'm listening to this like Zaza, Barbosa, Dot. You're getting the band back together. Who were the players that you kept in touch with most? You took this year hiatus. It seemed like you got your mind right. You decided what your future was. During that time, who did you talk to the most?
I kept in touch with Zaza. I just picked his brain a little bit. David West, Andre, Draymond. Those were probably like the core guys that I, kept in touch with, somewhat consistently.
What do you think of Andre right now with the Heat and the run they're having?
I love it, man. I love it. Love to see him out there still doing it, still playing, still having an impact. The old head in the locker room over there. I'm happy for him. Again, all my brothers, all the guys, you just want to see continued success. Just happy to see him out there and playing and, doing what he does.
Has Andre ever shared a story with you or a piece of advice or like some business thing that made you really think?
I mean, everything Andre says makes me really think. You know what I'm saying? Like, very smart, you know, very intelligent brother. You know, sense of humor. You know, sense of humor. I can't think of the story. I can't think of a story right now that I can tell you online, maybe. But you know, just again, just has that age old wisdom. You know, very sharp, very intelligent dude, man, and somebody who I think a lot of rookies, a lot of young, especially black, you know, players coming in this league can really pull from and get a lot of knowledge and experience. You know, him and David West, I would say those two guys have a, you know, wealth of knowledge, you know, just wealth of knowledge.
So Kareth and I are shocked that Klay Thompson wasn't one of the people he just kept in touch with the whole time, you know, because he seems like he's so easy to keep in touch with. That's all we've heard.
There's like so many different channels to get a hold of Klay. It's like, I don't even know where to start. You know, I just started on the phone. No. Okay. Text. No. Okay. Social media, which one?
You know, but. So, I mean, okay. So, I mean, Kareth put you on the spot with this one. So I have to ask you too. I mean, do you have a Klay story that you could throw out there? I mean, it's the number one thing you need to know. This is the number one thing fans want to know. Is the myth that is Klay Thompson.
Oh, man. Maybe offline.
Yeah, no.
You know, Klay is, you know, he's a free spirit. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, we all have those friends, you know, like that are just, you know, like they tick to their drum, and you don't want them to tick to anybody else's drum. You know what I'm saying? Like, stick to your drum, you know? And that's Klay. And he does it well and better than anybody. So, you know, we love him for that. I love him for that.
So, okay.
Everybody says he's such a great teammate, too. Like, what makes him such a great teammate?
That he is that free spirit, right? Not, you know, he's not judgmental. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's just, you could tell him anything. And then, I mean, of course, it's just like you, some of the things that comes, you know, that he might say or do, you're just like, what? And then you're like, oh, he's a free spirit. Okay, I get it. You know, like, you know, the China Klay, it's like, that's amazing. You know, I never would have pictured that, you know, but it was just, you know, you see it and you're like, oh, that's, you know, that's Klay.
You know, it is funny, like, just curious, when you know, you've been answering questions your whole life being an NBA player, but do you have to be, like, extra cautious now that you're in the front office of a team? Because I don't know what people, like, what do you get fined for differently now that you're –
I got to read the rule book, man. I'm too green, you know, to tell you. I'm like, should I say
Yeah, don't give away too much.
I need some more time, Grant.
So just about Klay, on a more serious note, obviously he's coming back from a serious injury. Your injury history, you're well known for accomplishing so much after overcoming some serious injuries in your career. Have you been able to talk to Klay? How do you expect to kind of relate with him potentially going into this season about just having the right mindset going forward?
Well, you know, I mean, Klay's a veteran now, you know, and, I know he, you know, hasn't really been through anything like this, maybe in his, you know, his career, but, you know, I think it's just him getting a feel. I mean, every situation, every injury is kind of unique in itself, you know. Even if it's ACL, you know, because it's like the way you heal in rehab may be different than the way I heal in rehab, right? So it's just so many different dynamics that say, you know. Sometimes people want to say, oh, you did, you went through that. So you know, that'd be great to, you know, to talk to this guy. And, you know, and I'm just like, well, first of all, does he want to hear it? You know, second of all, you know, what is he going through? You know, what's his situation? So it's all, you just kind of, it's just a feel. It's just a feel, you know, if, of course I'm all ears. If he, you know, if he wants to ask me any questions, you know, I'll be there, but I think for him, he just has to get back. I think the number one thing I'd say with any injury is you got to get back to trusting your body, you know, because in that way, it kind of I don't know what the word I'm searching for. It kind of betrays you in a way, right? It's like, you know, something happens where injury happens, and now you have to really go into it where you're not thinking so much about what could happen, what might happen, right? And you're just getting back to that nirvana state of just playing basketball, and that's where those guys are at the best. So it'll be a feel, but I'm definitely here, you know, in his corner, you know, if he wants to ask some questions.
Do you remember when you kind of got over that first bump of feeling like, oh, wait, I didn't worry about my leg right there?
Yeah, I did. It was kind of different plays. It was I remember I was playing against Al Thornton at the time. It was my fourth year. So the year that I was missed the whole year after my injury, and playing one-on-one against him, and I go up to try to dunk the basketball, and, you know, we fall. He tries to block it, and he falls on top of me. And, you know, of course, at this time, I'm young still. It's like, oh, what's going to – and it's like, you know, the air kind of goes out the gym, and I get up, and I'm like, oh, I'm all right. Mm-hmm. I'm okay, you know, like, check up, you know. And so that – getting over those hurdles and then having to do that in the game, right, and then having to, you know, experience that, and then – how do I feel the next day? You know what I'm saying? That's usually the most important, right? The recovery, you know, because your body, it changes. So it's just getting a feel, and he'll get a feel once he gets back on the court.
I'm trying to imagine, Sean, those first moments of, like, impact, like real stuff that'll toss you on the floor, and how nerve-wracking that must be. And then when it comes to trusting your body after an injury, like you said, like, your stuff was catastrophic. Clay's was serious, too. Do you have to rely on, like, a deep well inside of yourself of confidence? And I suppose, are you thinking, like, I got to remember who I was. I know I can handle this. Or when you step back on the floor, knowing how long your rehab was, do you feel like a new person?
That's a great question. Oh, that's a great question. And it's I don't think there's a, you know, like a straightforward answer, because there's so many dynamics. But I think the short answer to me is just, like, again, getting back to that trust. You know, it's going to be, there may be some nerves depending on the player. There may be some, you know, but it's just, that's kind of what makes us feel alive. That's kind of what gives us that push. Okay, boom, I got to jump into it. I got to go, you know, just so you feel, okay, you know, you take that first fall, you take that first hit, you might buckle, you know, your knee, whatever. Then you're, oh, I'm okay. I'm okay, you know, and it's like you're working up. It's a snowball, like, you know. I'm here. I'm gonna be all right, you know. Personally, for me, my injury was a little different from a standpoint of, like, my, you know, my physical athleticism. You know, it did change, right? I wasn't as athletic as I was, you know, post injury than I was pre injury. You know, some guys it's different. Some guys come back more athletic. So. Again, it's just taking that into account and getting to a place to where you can trust your body. And also, too, I'd say another thing is picking people's brains, right? You know, asking other people who went through injuries, you know, just so you can get that feel and support.
When it comes to confidence, have you ever seen Klay Thompson have a lack of confidence?
Not too much. Not too many times, you know. I never, if I can remember. So I don't think he'll have to worry about that, which is a good thing, you know.
I mean, speaking of confidence, I feel like Steph Curry might have some confidence out there as well. And it obviously all these guys show it in a different way, right? And that's the kind of the special part of this Warriors team for so many years. Everyone had their own character and their own ability and their own way of showing. I mean, even their excitement on the court, it shows in different ways. But just, you know, you teamed up with Steph, oh, I think that's, what is that, 6 years ago now? It feels like. Feels like, yeah. Just yesterday I was just talking about you signing with the team. But, you know, what were your first, if you can remember, what were your first impressions of Steph when you're like start practicing with the guy and just, you know, now from going from that to where you are now?
I think the biggest thing was just how humble he was as a superstar, you know, that first and foremost, just seeing his his level of, you know, attention to the team, his level of care for the team, and, you know, the bigger picture, you know. And it's it's documented, you know, you go back and look at, you know, of course his contract and situation was, you know, his injuries, but, you know, even moving through, I mean, you know, it was just like, you know, this guy is really who he is. You know what I mean? And that's hard to, you know, to find sometimes, because it's just, it's difficult. You know, you might have certain players who are one way on the court, and another way in the locker room, then another way, you know, outside the arena and or people in general, but he's through and through. And that to me was the most impressive thing, because it's hard to do. You know, there's so many ups and downs. It's an emotional roller coaster, all this. So that stuck out the most, you know. Just how humble he was, how, you know, just how true he was to himself.
So, you know, just take us behind the scenes for a second. And I'm thinking about Steph in this scenario. And very soon, you know, the Warriors are all going to be getting together, and you'll be there with the bubble and trying to, you know, start scrimmages again and start actually playing in some time together out there. Behind the scenes, obviously, Warriors fans can't see a Steph Curry play in a practice or a scrimmage. What are the, like, did you ever have any moments watching these guys being like, wow, even during like scrimmages, or do people kind of take it a little easier? Like, what are the mentalities of a Clay, a Steph, a Draymond in these scrimmages?
In the scrimmages, you know, when I was playing, it was just fun to watch, you know, especially early on, because, you know, as we got older, you know, specifically, it was like, you know, look, I'm practice today, you know, we got a game, okay, we got a couple games, okay, you know, I'll be ready. And, you know, it took on a team approach, but the early days, right, it's like, you know, we got to, you know, we're in here, we got to, you know, we're striving with this, you know. So it was just a different mentality, the different focus. And that, you know, those were fun times from a standpoint of competition, the competition level. You know, right? Competing and going back and forth. And I remember a couple times mixing and matching the teams to where they weren't necessarily fair, right? And then you see kind of what brings out, you know, it's like, man, you know, guys are like, oh, okay, I got to carry the torch. This is how y'all want to match the teams up? All right, I'm going to show you. And it's like, you know, I didn't usually enjoy that, because then I was like, oh, man, I got to guard stuff. I'm the one that has to guard these guys. So, but the early days was for sure, you know, back in the 14, 15, 16, you know, like when we were just new and trying to gain some chemistry, that those, you know, the practices, the competition level, again, it brings out, you know, something in you. And you see it in the games with those guys, of course. So just good to see.
Okay, you've had to guard Steph sometimes. During a game, have you ever overheard an opponent mumbling to himself or talking to himself about, like, how the hell do I handle this guy?
Yeah. I mean, they try not to, but there's just been times where it's just like, man, you just watch – you watch players like him and, you know, those – the three got Clay, Steph, Draymond, like, they just take the will. They've taken the will, you know, like, from guys and teams where it's like – you told me that this is the scouting report. It's not working. You know what I'm saying? Like that, it's like, what more can I do type thing, you know? So definitely seen that over the years.
Ooh, can you name a name, somebody who was flummoxed? I'm trying to imagine like a rookie on Steph just going, yeah, oh.
I don't have anybody off my – I don't have anybody off the top of my head, but I have heard it for sure. You know, it's just not – it's not our night tonight, you know?
What does Steph say in response? I feel, is he like a smile guy, or does he actually talk a little bit more than people realize?
Yeah, nah, he's you know, he's himself through and through, you know. But just ultimate, that's the thing, ultimate competitor though, you know. It's definitely inside him.
So, I mean, actually, if we're going to talk trash talkers here for a second, everyone knows Draymond's very fiery, and, you know, he likes to get under the skin of the opponent a little bit. Who's somebody underrated from your time with the Warriors? And if you can include yourself in this. Maybe Dot talks a little trash too, but, like, you know, who's somebody that you're like, you know what? People don't really know this guy.
David West. And, I mean, it shouldn't be really, you know – I don't know, because, I mean, in his time, right, when he was kind of maybe in his peak, you know, he talks.
I was hoping you would say David West.
He backed it up, you know. I mean, he could back it up. So, you know, that's he's for sure one. Who else? No, not a lot. Not a lot of guys. I'm trying to think anybody. Maybe a little, maybe Bogut, you know, Bogut's a little rough around the edges, you know.
Well, did he have like slang or something that he used? Did he have Australian slang?
Yeah.
We understood.
Yeah. Well, I mean, sometimes, you know, he might say something in a different language because he speaks them. You know, I don't know what he was saying. You know, he just got mad all of a sudden. It was like, you know, but he's, you know, like he's competitive. He's fiery, you know. So I throw him in there, but that's probably about it.
Did David West even have to say stuff? Because he could just shoot a look and it feels like people would zip up. You know, like there's gifs of him where he's just looking like this out of like one eye at somebody. You can feel their soul leave their body.
But that's what I mean, you know. I mean, it was kind of like, you know, he was already a Don when he got to us, you know. He wasn't a capo anymore. You know, it was like he put in his work already to where now it was just a look. You know what he got with us. It was like, don't talk to that guy. You know, like don't do it, young fella. Don't do it.
Later.
Yeah.
So going back to Draymond here for a second, obviously, you know, last year it's hard to even kind of analyze anything. Things just kind of went haywire a little bit for the team. Injuries, just it was a transitional year for the team. But we've all seen him in the playoffs, and Draymond goes to a different level. And I actually saw a stat the other day that I believe he's third all time in his PER, his stats jumping from regular season to playoffs. He's third all time in that. Just he takes it up a different level.
Yeah.
And there are some, and there's always how it's going to be, whether fans, media, that question, is Draymond Green on the, you know, on the downsloping part of his career, et cetera, et cetera. They're looking at shooting percentages from three. I mean, doesn't it kind of feel like this is one of those revenge tour years for Draymond? How do you feel his mindset is going into the season?
I think Draymond, I have no doubt he'll be ready. You know, I think his mindset is, you know, I'll be ready. You know, like it's just really nothing else to it. You know, that's interesting you brought that the numbers up again, because, you know, the analytics craze, right? And it's like, okay, that's great. But then again, it's there's something to being able, you know, to have a feel for the game. And right, you mentioned taking your game up a notch, you know, and a lot of times that doesn't necessarily show up in those, you know, in those numbers, those analytic numbers or whatever, right? Or, you know, clutch, you know, being clutch, making big plays, right? And I mean, that's just where he's always thrived. That's where he's lived, you know, to me, you know, like playing with him and then, you know, watching him compete, you know, he's lived in those moments, you know, that's Draymond Green. So, you know, I got no doubt he'll be ready.
How has Draymond's growth been off the court too? I mean, it seems like he's really secure in who he is. He's going to be a father again. Like he talks about, you know, things he wants to see social justice wise. He talks about what he wants to see for his children's future. Like just how have you seen Draymond like change shape as a human recently?
Yeah. I mean, it's been great to see, honestly, because I mean, I consider all these guys my brothers, you know, so just watching the development, you know, from all of us in a sense of like, you know, it's 5-6 years, it's a long time. You go through a lot of different, you know, changes and a lot of highs and lows and, you know, a lot more highs. But it was, you know, it's just great to see, you want to see people genuinely happy, right? You know, if you, especially you care about them, you know, you want the best for them. So, you know, to see those things, you know, come into fruition in his life, right? You just genuine, you know, happiness for him. So that's where it is.
Steve Kerr is big on the off the court stuff and like joy and those human moments, getting to know you guys outside of like player coach, but human to human. Have you had a chance to reconnect with Steve Kerr recently?
Yeah, a little bit. This is my kind of first, you know, first week, first day. So it's getting a feel, but, yeah, we'll have plenty of time to catch up.
So we know Steve had a incredible career as a player, 5 rings, incredible career as a coach, still doing it, 3 rings. Let me ask you, like, what is he exceptionally good at as a coach? And then playfully, I'll ask you, what's something Steve Kerr is not good at?
Oh, okay. Man. Talk about hot seat.
Be careful. First day back, you're already talking trash. Right. Oh, man.
He's throwing the lob up there. Go get it. Something he's really good at, of course, is just feel, you know? I mean, as a player and, you know, GM, coach, all those different things. And then just relationships, you know? You know, and that's where it starts. That's what coaching is about, especially the higher you move up in a way, right? It's like you have to – what is your voice? Do you have a voice in the locker room? Is it getting through? You know, do I have a relationship? And he's always been who he is and, you know, has communicated and, you know, just been a seeker of the truth, right? And, I mean, I think that's really, really, really important. You know, when you're trying to build and create, you know, and that's something real and something sustainable and transformative. So that's definitely a key for him. Let me get back to you on the weakness.
Well, I mean, Sean, you've played for 9 teams. That's a lot of coaches. I mean, yeah. I imagine, and you don't have to name names if you don't want to, but like you see how relationships could go wrong, or you see coaches who might not have the right approach. How did Steve figure that out as somebody who came to the Warriors with no head coaching experience?
Humility. Humility. You know, again, if you go back and look at it, I mean, it's, you know, that wasn't necessarily – that was a volatile time for the Warriors. You know what I mean? Like, they're right there, the success, things happening, you know, everything else, it's all documented, you know, things happening, whatever the case may be, and then – they win, they're winning 50 games, and then you let go of your coach, and then it's like, what's going on? You know, what's going to happen? So, again, nobody really knew. You know, you don't really know what kind of coach Steve Kerr is going to be, what kind of person he's going to be. Are we going to like, you know, you don't know. And I wasn't here either. So, I mean, it's more so for the guys that were here, that were playing for, you know, the other coaches or that had been here. So, I think him coming in with humility, you know, and also saying, listen, you know, we're going to, you know, I'm here for the team. It's not my way or the highway, right? I'm here to find the best way. And I think that really set the tone, you know, for us, I think.
Hey, Sean, and this is not a loaded question. I'm just curious. How much did you watch of the Warriors games this season?
I watched a few.
I didn't think that was loaded.
No, you know, I don't want to.
He took a year off, Grant. He
took a year off. Yeah, no, I watched a few.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe there's a big matchup, you know.
A couple.
Check it out.
Were you ever secretly in the building? Because I kept an eye out. I keep an eye out for former players. I keep an eye out for people.
Actually, this is going to be a dumb question. I don't know if it's a dumb question. Have you been to Chase Center before this?
No. Oh, wow. One time.
Okay.
For a Christmas party. Oh, and it wasn't in the arena.
Got it. Okay. At
the event center, you know, like somewhere in the building. So
right.
This is actually my first day in the facility.
What's your impression?
Awfully nice. Awfully nice. No, it's a beautiful facility. I mean, you know, the arena, everything's here, you know, so it's great that everything's kind of in-house. So yeah, just pulling in, it's a remarkable place.
Did that feel important to you? I'm sorry to jump in, Grant.
Oh, no,
like,
please.
Did you want a distinct separation from basketball? Did you feel like you had to like clear your mind that way or totally step away from the game to figure out what your next move would be?
You mean after retirement?
Yeah. Because, yeah. I mean, the Warriors take care of their own, right? Like, you would have been invited back to anything you wanted to do. You could have had
courtside
with seats, yeah. all that stuff. Like, you definitely could have been around the game, even if you were in the game in the same way. Did you want to be away from this for a little while?
Yeah, I needed space. Just from, you know, just in general, you know, just from the game, you know, like the whole, from everything, you know, just create space a little bit. And so that was my thing, just being able to really, you know, really lock in with fam and, you know, do some of the things that I wasn't able to do as a player, you know. And I mean, just, we're talking simple, normal things, you know. But I got enjoyment out of that because it was, right, it was the finding the joy in those simple things, in those normal things that we couldn't really do all the time, you know. So it was an adjustment. It was an adjustment, but it was definitely much needed. And you know, I enjoyed the time.
I mean, you got a year away from talking to us, so that's pretty good.
I missed y'all, though. I missed y'all. It was good. It was good. You know, the questions, you know, it was
hard. I mean, first day back, we're already trying to get you to talk trash about every single person you know or like. I was meaning to ask you, so with, you haven't seen a ton of the Warriors games from this last season, but, you know, you get a chance to work with some of the young players, right? And Eric Paschal, who was just named first team all rookie, which was really exciting and I think well-deserved as well. You have Jordan Poole here, Smiley Geach. You know, there's a lot of good young talent on the team. What are your first impressions of them and who are you excited to work with, et cetera?
Yeah, I'm still pretty green. I think, you know, it's a young team, definitely still, outside of three guys, right? You know, some of the guys they have, great guys. You know, I really, you know, I was more excited to kind of see Wiggins because I haven't seen him. I haven't seen him play, you know, since he's been here. So just kind of getting a chance to just, you know, see him play. I'm excited about. There's some other guys, of course, Jeremy Pargo, know him, go back with him, excited to see him. But yeah, all the guys, you know, I'm just, again, this is kind of like me catching up, right? Starting to see, you know, see what's out there.
So, okay, let's go to Wiggins here for a second. Two parts to that. What do you remember about playing against him and like what he brings? And then how do you think he's going to fit in with these other guys?
Incredibly talented, all the tools, you know. Misunderstood a little bit, it felt like, you know. And I think the fit is going to be a good fit. I really believe that from a standpoint of, you know, it's like, man, Steph, Clay, and Draymond, you got three guys that just elevate, you know, they elevate other players. They make players better just from their skill set alone, you know? So not even just, you know, who they are, you know, not even their personality. So just from that standpoint, I think it's a good fit. You know, I know whatever the numbers might say, I don't know, you know, I'm just talking about just from watching him play, playing against him. I think he's an underrated defender, you know, that not a lot of people give him credit for. And so again, just looking at him, I'm excited to kind of see him out there with those guys as well.
Yeah. So Wiggins joined the team in February. The Warrior season ends in March. I mean, how much time is realistic? You got to give a guy time to fit and have that chemistry. Like, what is realistic for Wiggins next season to kind of to regroup and get to know this team?
Oh man, that's hard to say when you don't have such a small sample size. Again, it's just really getting them out there, you know. I think that's the thing. It's like once you start seeing, okay, you know, you get a little bit, you get them in practice and then you get it, you know, get some games, you know, like that, that's when you could start to really like get a true feel of being around and seeing, okay, you know, this is, you know, you can figure out which, you know, where you're kind of going. But I like, you know, I just want to see him out there. I'm just anxious to kind of see him play and, you know, and, you know, just to talk with him as well.
And the Warriors during your time have been blessed with some incredible wing players, you know, and I'm going to throw your name in there as well. I know you're a guard, but you played a lot of wing and you guarded a lot of wings as well. And so
the center when my last year, I was like, center. I think I was like, yeah, don't put me in the block like every time. Okay.
You got out of basketball.
I want to bring it up too, though. I want to bring it up.
You got out of basketball just in time. You're like you're a prototype center now. By the way, you just need to start shooting threes.
That was wild. It was wild, man.
So you know, putting you and Iguodala, and of course KD and Harrison Barnes back in the day a little bit. Can you see Wiggins being one of those guys that comes in and just brings the switchability, the flexibility to be a long defender like those, like all of you?
Definitely, definitely. He's definitely a guy that can guard multiple positions. You know, his athleticism is, he's phenomenal athlete, phenomenal. So I do know that, you know, and so I feel like he'll be able to make the necessary reads and switches and guard multiple positions. You know, kind of what you're seeing, you know, from the league, you know, where the league is going.
I gotta ask. I mentioned just a second ago. Do you ever wish you were just like pulling up from three at any point in your career? Just like, no big deal. I know people wanted you to do it forever because obviously you're a really, really, really good mid-range shooter. It was the most automatic. There were times that I was convinced that you could not miss from the mid-range. That it just would happen. And then I'm like, God, I would just want to see it. Just one game. Just I'm gonna pull up seven times from three.
Yeah, it was. That's the thing. It was all in the quantity. It was like, you know, you take five shots, if you hit three, that's a good percentage. You know? But 15, you know, so yeah. I might have some dreams, but no, it's, you know, honestly, my game was my game. I was, you know, I was very fortunate and blessed to play as long as I did play, you know. Just obviously, you see how the league is constantly kind of evolving and changing, you know what I mean? It's like, wow, where's it going next, you know? So you know, it's, I felt like I would be, I was like, you know what, I'm gonna be a three-point shooter at the YMCA when I get up. When I get over there, like, I'm gonna put a hell of a team together, and we me, Grant, Kara, we're gonna run the courts, and I'm gonna be spotted up. So
well, Sean, do you wonder, now that you're in this front office role, now that you're going to be wearing suits to the arena, or at least a polo, like, when it's time to warm up, is that going to be strange for you? Do you feel like you'll have any feeling in your stomach, like, I remember what that's like?
I don't know. I don't know. I can't tell you until I get out there. But I think it'll be weird, you know, like, at first, just because it's new, you know? It's be like, man, I'm used to being there, but I'm here. You know, type, which is natural. It's natural. So, but, you know, until I get out there, you know, again, I'm just kind of looking forward to just putting my head down and, you know, just getting to work.
Part of your title is the player engagement role. Like, it seems like you're going to be in a role of service. What does that mean? What do you want to do with this opportunity?
Great question. That's what it comes down to. Ultimately, that's where it's at. Just, you know, being able to provide, you know, being able to help, you know, the players, help the staff, right? You know, just that's the core of what this, I think, this gig or this job involves for me. So, you know, just trying to find ways of where I'm, you know, I'm providing that help, you know, whether it's just listening, you know, whatever it is. But, you know, just again, trying to provide, you know, find ways where I can help out, and just, you know, taking my time, you know, getting a feel for where that is, you know.
Do you feel like there's a knowledge gap somewhere, not just with the Warriors, but for players in the league, like something that they really need to know maybe day one when they start this career?
Oh, man. Heavy hitters, Kara. Not going hard today.
It's so valuable to talk to you, though. Your insights, I'm like, I've got to ask you.
Yeah, no, I got it. You coming with it. I you know, I'll say this. The league has come so far, for real. It really has. It's like really preparing guys. You know what I'm saying? Programming, like, you know, like really, I got to give credit to the Players Association, the players, you know, like, and you know, like even the league, you know, like seriously, like it's been night and day. You know, from the time I've come in, you know, almost 20 years ago to where it is now, of just, you know, providing outlets for the players and, you know, showing them the ropes of, you know, what this is, right? And so, you know, it's good because I think we're seeing less of the devastating stories, right, that we might hear about of players, you know, going broke or, you know, flaming out or, you know, all these different things. And you got to, you know, you got to kind of, you know, give the league their due. You got to give the player association their due. They got to, you know, I think teams are getting smarter as well, just as far as like, the guys who were drafting, you know, the players who were surrounding them about around. So I would say, again, it's just, you got to give the due to the players association, you know, evolving, continuing to evolve with the times.
All right. So, I mean, curious asking the heavy hitters. I'm going to ask you the fun ones that you can laugh off if you want, but you know, you can tell the difference who's a real journalist and who's not, you know, I mean, curious asking the questions that people are like, wow. Yeah. And then I'm like, well, who's your favorite? No. Okay. So looking back on your, you know, you got a year of retirement in, you got to look back a little bit on your career, if you can tell me if you didn't, but I'm thinking about all the big plays that you had as a Warrior, the big moments that stand out. Like when you look back, you know, is there a moment or play? Is there a play that you're like, yeah, I did that? Is there maybe a dunk? Maybe how a one play and one dunk that stands out? Because, you know, I think of there's so many different instances where you just took over, and including, I mean, this, your malicious attack on that ref in Portland that got you ejected. Just, brutal attack you did.
My finest hour, right? You know?
Yeah, I mean,
this is me. This is me. Yep. If you watch the game, you'd be like, that guy right there.
I don't know about him.
Got some life problems going on. I don't know what's up. Yeah, no. Probably the first year, that Houston series, first game, we were like down almost 20 almost in the first half, 15 something. I don't know. But whatever it was, just being that one for me was kind of like, okay, you know, like this is what I've been waiting for, you know, like being at this moment to have this impact at this level, you know, like that's what I dreamed of going through all my rehab, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it wasn't anything like incredible or sensational or like, you know, but it was just like having the impact, you know, and then we pull the win out, and then that's a win we really need. And it affects the series, right? And it's all of those different things, you know? So for me, that game one, that Houston series, 2015.
I remember that very well. And actually, we just talked about it the other day. We were reliving some past games and we're showing it on our network. And if I remember correctly, that I think you had like 10 or 12 points, like it was in the fourth quarter when that happened. And you just, I think you like just took over there for a little bit, fast breaking and all that.
Yeah. It was first half we were down a lot. And then we tied it up by halftime, we were like tied. Mm-hmm. And then it was the game. But, I mean, it was kind of like, you know, all the air was out the building, you know. Right. It was kind of like, oh, what's going to happen? Oh, my God, it's our first time.
Right.
So, you know, just, again, being able to kind of maybe settle in a little bit. That was for me, that was a special moment because it was like, okay, I was able to kind of calm things down a little bit, get us back to where we needed to be. That was the type of impact where it was like, that's what I've been waiting on.
Awesome.
Sean, knowing you have those springs, were you ever jealous of Clay and Zaza's dunk contest?
Who won that, by the way?
Clay.
Depends who we talk to.
It's definitely let's be honest. Actually, I have a follow-up about Zaza after this we gotta get to, but yeah.
Yeah. No. They can have that. I was over that once I hit 30.
is there a dunk that stands out in your head from your time with the Warriors? Because you dunked on a couple people.
Dunked on some fools.
Yeah, you did. You posterized some people.
I don't know. They were all – listen, all my dunks were because I – Steph and Clay, like, they were throwing – like, you know, everybody goes to them, okay, I'm open. So, I don't know.
You had a quote, and Drew, who obviously says hello, by the way, Drew Schiller, and he wrote off one of the things you said about how you're nervous to start at Harvard. And then you took a jab at Zaza in there saying you can quote that he bailed on you. And I'm going to be honest, this was unrelated to you talking with us today, but Zaza, you know, responds to that. And this is a message. He says, I have all kinds of evidence that I offered him to participate with me at the sports business classroom. send all the materials, but didn't get final response from him. That's what Zaza says.
Yeah. He sent all the text messages saying, hey man, let's go. And then he tried to send the email and I'm like, bro, where's the, how do I sign up? Where's the registration? Where is it at? I don't have it. I gave him two emails. So okay. Again, Kareth, it depends on who you talk to. and that seems to be the common denominator with one person.
Yeah. Very interesting.
We've talked about so much. I guess I've got a stupid question. Will you ever bring back the afro?
It's back.
John, I don't know if that's back.
Yeah, nah. I think it's. I had to let that go.
You could really represent in the front office.
Too much maintenance, man.
Picked it out.
So much maintenance. You wake up and it's like, you know, one side's over here, the other side, you know, it was a lot, my young days.
I mean, I'm excited to have you in the front office as well. It's about time. We've had Kirk on this show. We've had other people and they don't have any style. They don't have any, you know, they're just kind of.
It's nice to talk to an expert.
Yeah. An actual, you know, guy who gets it.
No comment.
See, all right, I'm not going to put you to a test anymore on that. Sean, this is awesome. We'll do this, what, every week? What do you think?
Yeah. Standing right. Engagement.
Welcome
Thanks,
back.
Sean.
Yeah, you said you missed us, so I don't know. Yeah.
We appreciate you. Thank you so much for joining us on the Run in Place podcast. It's great to have you back in the Warriors family, and I'm sure we will talk to you soon.
Catch up. Thanks, guys.